Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Ram Golder and today Mezekas Bab Metzia Daf Kuf Vav, the ninth parak HaMakabel. This parak has been generously sponsored in Nishmas Rav Yaakov Moshe Ben Rabin Yamin Yosef Alav Shalom. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara discusses a landowner who told his tenant to plant wheat, but he planted barley and his crop was destroyed by wind along with most of the valley. Although the tenant can argue that the Makas Medina would have destroyed any wheat he may have planted, the Gemara concludes that the owner can respond, if you would have planted wheat, Havimakaimbi, the falling bracha would have been fulfilled for me. Vasigzar Amar Vyakamlach, you will make a plan and it will succeed for you, meaning my prayers for a successful wheat crop would have been answered. The Gemara asks, if all the landowner's fields were destroyed, including the leased field, and the rest of this valley was not destroyed, can the tenant deduct from his rent because the loss was apparently due to the landowner's ill fortune? The Gemara concludes that the owner can respond that had that been the case, havmishtar liputa, a small amount would have been spared from me, as the pasuk says, ki nisharnu ma'at maharbe, for we have left but a few out of many. Point number two, Shmuel said that a tenant may only deduct from his rent in the case of a Makas Medina if he actually planted and it was destroyed. But if he did not plant it at all, he may not, because the owner can argue that had he planted, the falling bracha would have been fulfilled. They will not be ashamed in time of calamity. In days of famine, they will be satisfied, meaning it may have succeeded despite the Makas Medina. Rav Sheshes challenged this from a brisa which teaches that if a shepherd left his flock and it was attacked by a wolf or lion, we assess if he would have been able to save the animal if he had remained. But the owner of the sheep can similarly argue that if the shepherd had remained at his post, he may have miraculously saved the sheep like David HaMelech did. The Gemara answers that if the owner was deserving of a miracle, it could have occurred without the shepherd present, like Rechina Mendoza's goats who carried wolves on their horns. The Gemara objects that the owner can claim he's deserving of a small miracle, but not such a great one. And pointing with you, the next mission states that if one leased land for rent of 10 cores of wheat, and the wheat crop was damaged, he may pay with his wheat. If the crop was of especially high quality, the tenant may not purchase average wheat to pay his rent, and will noisen a masocha. Rather, he must give the landowner from that wheat. A man leased a field to plant aspasta, which can be planted and harvested monthly, for a rental fee of barley. After the first successful aspasta crop, he planted barley, which grew poorly. Ravino was asked if this is similar to our Mishnah, where the tenant may pay with the low-quality produce of the rented field. He said it was not because in the Mishnah, the land failed to produce the intended crop of wheat, but here the land performed its role. Had he planted aspasta, it may have succeeded. In another incident, someone rented a vineyard for 10 barrels of wine, and the wine produced from the vineyard soured. Rav Kahana thought he could pay from this wine like in the Mishnah, but Rav Ashi told him the land performed its role in producing grapes, and the wine soured only afterwards. Rav Ashi agrees if the grapes became infested with worms while left out to dry, that he may pay with those grapes. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara discusses a landowner who told his tenant to plant wheat, but he planted barley, and his crop was destroyed by wind along with most of the valley. Although the tenant can argue that the Makas Medina would have destroyed any wheat he may have planted, the Gemara concludes that the owner can respond, if you would have planted wheat, Havimakaimbi, the falling bracha would have been fulfilled for me. Vasigzar Amar Vyakamlach, you will make a plan and it will succeed for you, meaning my prayers for a successful wheat crop would have been answered. The Gemara asks, if all the landowner's fields were destroyed, including the leased field, and the rest of this valley was not destroyed, can the tenant deduct from his rent because the loss was apparently due to the landowner's ill fortune? The Gemara concludes that the owner can respond that had that been the case, havmishtar liputa, a small amount would have been spared from me, as the pasuk says, ki nisharnu ma'at maharbe, for we have left but a few out of many. Point number two, Shmuel said that a tenant may only deduct from his rent in the case of a Makas Medina if he actually planted and it was destroyed. But if he did not plant it at all, he may not, because the owner can argue that had he planted, the falling bracha would have been fulfilled. They will not be ashamed in time of calamity. In days of famine, they will be satisfied, meaning it may have succeeded despite the Makas Medina. Rav Sheshes challenged this from a brisa which teaches that if a shepherd left his flock and it was attacked by a wolf or lion, we assess if he would have been able to save the animal if he had remained. But the owner of the sheep can similarly argue that if the shepherd had remained at his post, he may have miraculously saved the sheep like David HaMelech did. The Gemara answers that if the owner was deserving of a miracle, it could have occurred without the shepherd present, like Rechina Mendoza's goats who carried wolves on their horns. The Gemara objects that the owner can claim he's deserving of a small miracle, but not such a great one. And pointing with you, the next mission states that if one leased land for rent of 10 cores of wheat, and the wheat crop was damaged, he may pay with his wheat. If the crop was of especially high quality, the tenant may not purchase average wheat to pay his rent, and will noisen a masocha. Rather, he must give the landowner from that wheat. and man leased a field to plant aspasta, which can be planted and harvested monthly for a rental fee of barley. After the first successful aspasta crop, he planted barley, which grew poorly. Ravino was asked if this is similar to our Mishnah, where the tenant may pay with the low-quality produce of the rented field. He said it was not, because in the Mishnah, the land failed to produce the intended crop of wheat, but here the land performed its role. Had he planted aspasta, it may have succeeded. In another incident, someone rented a vineyard for 10 barrels of wine, and the wine produced from the vineyard soured. Rav Kahana thought he could pay from this wine like in the Mishnah, but Rav Ashi told him the land performed its role in producing grapes, and the wine soured only afterwards. Rav Ashi agrees if the grapes became infested with worms while left out to dry, then he may pay with those grapes. All right, so now we go to our Siman Daf Kuf Vav, and this Siman was suggested to us by Rabbi Sam Frampson from London and by Jacob Selesny from Herzliya. They both suggest that Kuf Vav, Kav, a line, is a tightrope walker, So here goes. The tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pusik for planting barley instead of the wheat he told him to plant, while walking on the high wire over another field affected by a Makas Medina that attended and planted at all, lamenting that if it had been planted, a miraculous bracha may have occurred, was dismayed when he saw at the end of the platform a tenant who leased land for 10 cores of wheat coming to pay with wheat from the damaged crop. Once again, slow motion. The tightrope walker, that must be learned off Kuf Vav. The tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pusik for planting barley instead of the wheat he had told him to plant, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses a landowner who told his tenant to plant wheat, but he planted barley, and his crop was destroyed by wind along with most of the valley. Although the tenant can argue that the Makas Medina would have destroyed any wheat he may have planted, the Gemara concludes that the owner can respond, if you had planted wheat, the following bracha would have been fulfilled for me. You will make a plan and it will succeed for you, meaning my prayers for a successful wheat crop would have been answered. So the tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pusik for planting barley instead of the wheat he told him to plant, while walking on the high wire over another field affected by a Makas Medina that attended and planted all in, lamenting that if it had been planted, a miraculous bracha may have occurred, which reminds us, Shmuel said that a tenant may only deduct from his rent in the case of a Makas Medina if he actually planted and it was destroyed. But if he did not plant at all, he may not, because the owner can argue that had he planted, the falling bracha would have been fulfilled. They will not be ashamed in time of calamity. In days of famine, they will be satisfied, meaning it may have miraculously succeeded despite the Makas Medina. So the tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pusik for planting barley instead of the wheat he told him to plant, while walking on the high wire over another field affected by a Makas Medina that attended and planted all in, lamenting that if it had been planted, a miraculous bracha may have occurred, was dismayed when he saw at the end of the platform a tenant who leased land for 10 cores of wheat coming to pay with wheat from the damaged crop. Which reminds us, the next mission states that if one leased land for a rent of 10 cores of wheat and the wheat crop was damaged, he may pay with his wheat since the land performed its role. So once again, the tightrope walker, looking down at his crop ruined by a wind and rebuking his tenant with a pusik for planting barley instead of the wheat he told him to plant, while walking on the high wire over another field affected by a Makas Medina that attended and planted all in, lamenting that if it had been planted, a miraculous bracha may have occurred, was dismayed when he saw at the end of the platform a tenant who leased land for 10 cores of wheat coming to pay with wheat from the damaged crop. All right, so now it's time for our four Barabah Chazar. Daf Kuf Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. The landlord, who was thrilled to acquire the zevel that was in his courtyard of the cave. Cave? That must be on Daf Kuf Beis. The landlord, who was thrilled to acquire the zevel that was in his courtyard of the cave he rented out, since Chatzer Shal Adam Konulo Shal Madaito, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous Daf taught that if one rents his house to another, the zevel, the manure found in the courtyard, belongs to the landlord. The Gemara explains that the case is with the landlord's courtyard, which he did not rent out, as Rashi explains, and cows which came from elsewhere were standing in it. Since the cow's owners, presumably, were mafkir the zevel, the landlord acquires it with his Chatzer. The Gemara notes that this supports the ruling of Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, Chatzer Shal Adam Konulo Shal Madaito. A person's chatzer acquires for him without his knowledge. So the landlord, who was thrilled to acquire the zevel that was in his courtyard of the cave he rented out, since chatzer shel adam konulo shel madaito, and happily knows the eggs in the shovach, so he could do the mitzvah of shiluch hakein, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina's ruling is challenged from a brice which teaches that doves of a dovecot are subject to the mitzvah of shiluch hakein and are prohibited midrabbanan to be taken by others because of darchei shalom. According to Rabbi Yossi, the eggs should be acquired by the chatzer and be pater for shiluch hakein, because the pasuk says ki yikra, if a bird's nest happens, prat l'mezumen, which excludes a nest which is at hand. Rabbi answers, an egg becomes obligate in shiluch when its majority leaves the mother's body, but it's not acquired by one's chatzar until it falls into its courtyard. It's during this interim that the b'risa says the eggs are subject to shiluch hakain. So the landlord, who was thrilled to acquire the zevel that was in his courtyard of the cave he rented out, since chatzero shel adam konulo shelo medaito, and happily knows the eggs in the shovach so he could do the mitzvah of shiluch hakain, had come to collect half the 13 months' rent, since he had rented it at the rate of 12 dinarim per year, 1 dinar per month, which reminds us, the next mishnah states that if one rented at a house for a year and a leap year was declared, adding a 13th month, the tenant does not pay extra. If it was rented per month, he must pay for the additional month. The Mishnah concludes with a story which the Gemara explains to reflect a new case of a rate of 12 gold dinarim for a year, 1 gold dinar per month, where Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yossi ruled to divide the extra month's payment. Three opinions are recorded about this ruling. Daf Kuf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Kuf Gimel is Yerushalmi Kugel. So here goes. The Yerushalmi Kugel cook, Yerushalmi Kugel, that must mean one Daf Kuf Gimel. The Yerushalmi Kugel cook, who rented a house in the shape of a Yerushalmi Kugel for 10 years with an undated shtar, and was now in a dispute with the landlord regarding how long he lived there, which reminds us, Rav Nachman said, that if one rents out his house for 10 years and wrote an undated shtar for the tenant, certifying the term of the lease, and later claims that the tenant already lived there for 5 years, while the tenant claims he only lived there for 3, the landlord is believed, since his property is always in his possession, the tenant must prove his right to 7 more years, despite his holding a shtar for verifying his 10-year lease. So the Yerushalmi Kugel cook, who rented a house in the shape of a Yerushalmi Kugel for 10 years with an undated shtar, and was now in a dispute with the landlord regarding how long he lived there, was plowing a field he leased after harvesting the grain, according to the Minhag Medina, which reminds us the 9th parak begins, Hamakabel Sada Mechevera, one who leases a field from his fellow, either as an aris, where he each takes a percentage of the crop, or as a hocher, where the farmer pays a fixed amount of produce. In a place where farmers customarily cut the crops, he cuts them. If they customarily uproot them, he uproots them. If they customarily plow the field after harvesting, he plows it. Hakol Minhag Medina. Everything follows the local custom. So the Yerushalmi cook, who rented a house in the shape of a Yerushalmi Kugel for 10 years with an undated shtar, and was now in a dispute with the landlord regarding how long he lived there, was plowing a field he leased after harvesting the grain according to the Minhag Medina, when he noticed that the stream which irrigated the field and provided water for him to cook the noodles had dried up, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one leased a field which was irrigated by a stream, or included a fruit tree providing additional produce without effort, if the stream dried up or the tree was cut down, he does not deduct from his rent because of the loss. However, if the tenant originally said, lease me this irrigated field, or this field containing a tree, indicating that the rate he was paying was because of these benefits, then he does deduct from his rental if the stream dries up or the tree is cut down. Daf Kuf Dalet, so the Siman Daf Kuf Dalet is code. So here goes. The renter who used the code, that must be more Daf Kuf Dalet. The renter who used the code to open the gate on the field called the irrigated field, even though it wasn't irrigated at all, which reminds us. The Mishnah taught that if a tenant said, lease me Beis HaShlachin Zeh, this irrigated field, he may deduct from the rent if the stream dried up. The Gemara asked that the landowner should be able to say, Shema Ba'ama Amrilach, I only said it to you as a name, meaning that he called it an irrigated field simply because it was commonly referred to that way, but not as a stipulated term for the rental. Shmuel answered the Mishnah's cases where the tenant spoke to the owner, so the request for an irrigated field is to be taken literally. Ravina gave a different answer. So the renter who used the code to open the gate on the field called the irrigated field, even though it wasn't irrigated at all, and promised the owner that if he leaves the field fallow, he'll pay him an exaggerated amount of 1,000 zuz, which reminds us, the Gemara records an incident in which a tenant said, if I leave your field fallow, I'll pay you 1,000 zuz, and he left 1/3 of it fallow. The Nardin said he must pay 1/3 of this amount, but Rava said, this is an asmakta, a commitment made without expecting to keep it, which is not binding. In this case, because he committed to an extraordinary penalty, guzma ba'amahu de kagazim, he's merely exaggerating. So the renter used the code to open the gate on the field called the irrigated field, even though it wasn't irrigated at all, and promised the owner that if he leaves the field fallow, he'll pay him an exaggerated amount of 1,000 zuz, was renting the field with iska money he received from an investor, which was half loan, half deposit, which reminds us, the Nardin said, hi iska, the merchandise of an iska business arrangement, where one partner provides the capital and the other manages the investment, is considered half a loan and half a deposit, so any losses are divided evenly, which the rabbis instituted as agreeable to both parties. They concluded that since half is a loan, if the manager wishes to drink beer by selling his half of the merchandise instead of investing it, he may. Rava disagrees. This is the reason they call it an iska, literally an involvement, so the investor can tell the manager, when I gave it to you, it was to be involved with it for the investment and not to drink beer with its proceeds. Daf Kuf Hei. So the Simmer Daf Kuf Hei is a hacker. So here goes. The hacker. That must be one Daf Kuf Hei. The hacker whose landlord demanded that he stop hacking on his computer all day. And finally, weed the field, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that one who leased a field with a fixed rental, but did not want to weed it while the crop was growing, telling the owner he'll get the same rental amount anyway, ain't showing law. We do not listen to him because the owner can respond, tomorrow you're going to leave after the lease ends, malus lefanei asavim, and the field will grow weeds for me instead of crops. So the hacker whose landlord demanded that he stop hacking on his computer all day and finally weed the field had a strange practice of wearing his less than 4-cup lightweight laptop on his head above his tefillin, which reminds us, the yeshiva Rabbi Yanai said, L'tefil u'tefillin arba kabin. For prayer and tefillin, the definition of a burden is 4 kabin. Regarding tefillin, a brisa teaches that if one was carrying a burden on his head while wearing tefillin, then if they're being crushed, he must remove the burden. But if not, it's permitted. This burden is defined as 4 kabin. So the hacker whose landlord demanded that he stop hacking on his computer all day and finally weed his field had a strange practice of wearing his less than 4-cup lightweight laptop on his head above his tefillin, and insisted that he has the right to deduct the damage to the field caused by a windstorm from his rent because it was a Malkus Medina, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that if one leased a field for a fixed rental and the crop was destroyed by locusts or powerful winds, Malkus Medina, if it's a general calamity, Menachelo min Chakoro, he may deduct from his rental according to the scale of damage. If the damage was local, he could not deduct from his rent because the owner can blame the damage on the tenants. Bad fortune. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is everybody from Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.